From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. The scores are in for a high-profile standardized test given by the federal government. It's called the National Assessment of Educational Progress. The math and English tests are given to a sample of fourth and eighth graders every 2 years. Florida students perform worse on it this year than the last time it was administered in 2017, especially in reading. According to the results released today, lower reading scores were consistent across the country. The federal government reports scores for some of the major urban school districts as well, including Miami-Dade County. Miami-Dade bucked the national trend and saw slight growth in eighth graders' reading scores. Front and center on WLRN's homepage this morning, 23 U.S. senators demand an investigation into the alleged mismanagement of a student loan program. You can find that story and much more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.